Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's hard being a bold witness for Christ in this world because you will be persecuted. Jesus says you will be persecuted on account of me. Blessed is he who is persecuted because of righteousness, right? Never forget, when that persecution comes, when they're getting after you because you're a Christian, who are they really attacking? They're really attacking Christ.
Right.
Right? Paul saw that. Saul, actually. Mm-hmm. Why are you persecuting me? Right? He was persecuting the church, but he was really persecuting the body. So never forget, you're just the messenger. They're really attacking the one behind the message. That's who they're
right.
really attacking.
Right.
But we were just talking about that God wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to be that Christian that produces that fruit.
Mm-hmm.
If you start thinking about a Christian bearing fruit, you immediately start thinking of John 15. So John 15 starts, obviously we just read the couple verses here from it. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Okay, stop for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already have kind of an English issue here. And this has been debated and talked about a lot. That Greek word for cuts off actually is I don't think it's a very good translation. The Greek word is ario, and it really means to lift up. Okay, and this actually gets back to the eternal security question we were just talking about a minute ago, right? Jesus is never going to cut off a Christian, a person who is connected to the vine, a born again believer.
Mm-hmm.
He will never cut off a believer from himself, ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is unfortunate English, but in the Greek we see it much more clearly. Clearly, he lifts up every branch in me that bears no fruit. When you think of the picture of a gardener, by the way, what do you do? You've got a garden. You've got some vines growing, right? You've got a branch that's laying down, maybe in the mud, and it's not producing any fruit. What do? You lift it up. You tie it off. That's what the gardener would do. Actually, elsewhere, later on in the passage, he talks about that he prunes branches. Well, if you want to be a fruitful branch, you got to stop producing all this greenery, all these leaves. And so the garden will come and clip off some of the leaves and it will start producing more fruit. That's what God does. That's the picture that's being created here. So it goes on to say, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. So there's the pruning. You already are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me or abide in me, depending on your translation. And I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Well, here's the abiding principle. Who bears the fruit? It's Christ, the vine. The vine produces the fruit. I've got bad news for all those Christians trying to produce fruit for God. You can't do it. A branch is just a fruit hanger. It's just a place for the vine to place its fruit.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.